Nehemiah 4:6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. This chapter begins with mockery and scorn from Sanballat and Tobiah. They disrespect the people of Israel and call into question their ability to finish this task. Nehemiah knows they are hated by their neighbors and prays that God would deal justly with their enemies. The builders don't allow this opposition to take them off course. They continue their work and make remarkable progress. The residents of Jerusalem put their heart and soul into this effort. They make it all the way around the city, but the wall only reaches half of its intended height. God has blessed Nehemiah's organization and blessed the enthusiasm of the workers. But this is no time for rest. In the next few verses, we find the enemies of Israel organizing an attack. They mean to turn their harsh words into actions. But we also find Israel, thanks to Nehemiah's leadership, mounting a defense. When men are obedient to God's calling, the enemy takes note. But whatever offensive action he plans, the Lord counteracts and defeats. Nehemiah 4:6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work.